December 7th. Aloneness, in which there is no fear. It is only when the mind is capable of shedding all influences, all interferences, of being completely alone, there is creativeness. In the world, more and more technique is being developed. The technique of how to influence people through propaganda, through compulsion, through imitation. There are innumerable books written on how to do a thing, how to think efficiently, how to build a house, how to put machinery together. So gradually, we are losing initiative. The initiative to think out something original for ourselves. In our education, in our relationship with government, through various means, we are being influenced to conform, to imitate. And when we allow one influence to persuade us to a particular attitude or action, naturally, we create resistance to other influences. In that very process of creating a resistance to another influence, are we not succumbing to it negatively? Should not the mind always be in revolt so as to understand the influences that are always impinging, interfering, controlling, shaping? Is it not one of the factors of the mediocre mind that it is always fearful, and being in a state of confusion, it wants order, it wants consistency, it wants a form, a shape by which it can be guided and controlled. And yet, these forms, these various influences, create contradictions in the individual, create confusion in the individual. Any choice between influences is surely still a state of mediocrity. Must not the mind have the capacity to fathom, not to imitate, not to be shaped, and to be without fear? Should not such a mind be alone, and therefore creative? That creativeness is not yours or mine. It is anonymous.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.